Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Qanitra, Syria. Syrian military forces have moved within 2.5 miles of Israel's northern border. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to this broadcast table in a moment with a report on this potential military crisis.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We're both aware of a community just across the Israeli-Syrian border, a little location called Qanitra, about 2.5 miles north of the Israeli border. Seems like Qanitra has fallen now to the Syrian military. That reminds everybody of the Damascus 1974 Accord with the Syrians and Israel. Is this a pretty important information about Qanitra falling to the Syrian army?
It is important, Jimmy, and we have to keep in mind, though, that there has been an official state of war all along between Israel and Syria. There's never been a formal end to the conflict signed between them. The Syrians still considered Israel an enemy state and still talked about going to war one day and joining the other Arab and Muslim nations in saying that Jerusalem must be returned to Islamic control. But this is the first time that we've seen Syrian forces right along the Israeli border, military forces operating like this since 1973, Jimmy, when, of course, they invaded on Yom Kippur into the Golan, and we had a major war. So far, this hasn't devolved into a direct conflict. We had Israel again bombing some positions inside of Syria. The Israelis remain on full war alert, Jimmy, because, again, Qanitra, you've seen it, I've seen it. It's visible from the Golan border. It's very close. It's in what is the UNIFIL zone, a no-man's land set up to keep the two sides apart. They decided a long time ago to stay out of this internal Syrian conflict, to not take any sides in that. So they've been basically staying in their barracks all along and not aiding anybody, either the rebels or the Syrian regime. Obviously, a few hundred UN forces can't stand up to the Syrian army, backed by Iran and Hezbollah and Russia in particular. The Israelis don't want to be the ones to have to do any action there, but the situation is just really bad. But again, with the Syrian forces operating right along that border and Iran and Hezbollah with them, anything could happen.
David Dolan with the details on the potential military crisis at Israel's northern border with Syrian military forces. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. In light of David Dolan's report on Syrian military forces at Israel's northern border, let me remind you of two prophetic passages that deal with this issue. The first would be Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40, which reveals that Syria is the nation to make the first move against the Jewish state of Israel. The second passage is Isaiah chapter 17, where the prophet tells us that Damascus will be wiped out completely. The stage is set, my dear friend, for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...